Guess what I just read, and it's going to make me so angry even talking about it.
Go ahead. What?
Again, the Will Smith slap. Everybody's still talking about it, even though it's been 2 weeks now.
Yeah, it's getting tiresome. Yesterday, they had some producer of the show on TV, and he looked like he was going to cry. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to apologize to me, man.
All right. So what they said was that Chris Rock opted not to press charges, but they had one LAPD that was there. He was backstage, so he didn't see the actual slap.
So he couldn't be the witness.
So he could not be the witness. So he could not arrest him on his own. But, and when he asked Chris Rock point blank, would you like him arrested? Chris Rock said no. But what he did say, and what I find fascinating, was anybody in that audience, and there were like 1,000 people there, however many people were at the MGM in Vegas.
I mean, there were certainly enough witnesses.
Right. Any one of them could have citizen arrested him, and not one person did. Raven, it's my dream come true. I have been wanting to citizen arrest somebody.
I mean,
literally for 2 decades at this point. I have not been able to find the right opportunity to do it. And at this point, all these people could have citizen arrested him. Nobody did it. We all saw it.
Let me be clear here for a minute. I'm pretty sure what he means is anybody in the audience could have said to him, arrest that man, and
right.
He would have actually arrested him. I know that in your version, you walk up to the person, tell them they're under arrest, and then like sit on them.
Under citizen arrest.
The cop gets there at that time. So I want you to imagine how it is that you would arrest Will Smith in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you know that Jada will probably leap out of that seat if she can get clear that green dress she was wearing.
And then I would citizen arrest her too. So I want like all those people sitting there with the look of shock on their face, like Meryl Streep's face, like, you know, I would stand up and I would say, arrest that man. And then I would march right over to him and
yeah.
I would say, Will Smith, you are under arrest, citizen arrest for slapping Chris Rock in front of all these people. That's all I got. I don't know what will come after that.
What do you think happens next?
I don't know. But in my mind, there's like confetti cannons. Maybe?
I think you might see stars, but I don't think it's falling from the sky.
Mm. I feel like I should preface this by saying this is not a commercial. I'm just really fascinated by it.
Mm.
I was watching TV and I keep seeing these commercials for these magic eye drops that if you have glasses, you don't need glasses anymore. This is
I'm not sure it says exactly that, but okay.
This is the commercial.
This is Vuity, the first and only FDA-approved eye drop that improves age-related blurry near vision.
Wait, what? It sounded like you just said an eye drop that may help you see up close.
I did.
That's crazy.
Well, right?
Like, it does sound crazy, man, because we always talk about the things that we want to do, the problems we want to solve, right, to bring hope to the cause. And we don't really solve a whole lot. We don't figure out a whole lot.
Mm. It's weird. Like, I keep thinking about it. So I don't wear glasses. My older daughter, Hayden, does, and my husband does as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Raven and I don't wear glasses, but producer John and producer Sean do. Well, producer Sean wears glasses all the time.
Right.
John,
I'm supposed to wear them, actually, for reading and computers and stuff. I just don't.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad we let you drive.
In my nightstand. Right. That's where they are.
Fantastic. John, you wear contacts?
Yeah, I literally never wear my glasses.
Okay, so I find this fascinating that like they were able to come up with this kind of technology. Now, here's all the side stuff, is that it's really meant for people between the ages of 40 and 55 that have like decreasing eyesight over time as they get older. But then I started listening to all the side effects, and they were saying this.
Use Vuity with caution in night driving and hazardous activities in poor light.
What?
Also, if your vision is not clear, do not drive or use machinery.
Okay.
Contact your doctor immediately if you have sudden vision loss.
What? You're going to roll the dice if you're going to go blind on that?
That's the nightmare with this thing. That's why I don't trust it. It sounds terrifying.
I thought it was supposed to help your vision.
Well,
I mean,
unless you're one of the 15% that never see again or whatever it is.
Listen, I'm on a lot of different meds over the last couple of months. It's been a heck of a run this year so far. And I'll tell you that the side effects that are listed on each one of these medications, they're all terrible. You can never read the side effects because it's going to be atrocious.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Do you use these eye drops?
Never happened. I think it's absolutely crazy when the side effects are contact doctor immediately if you lose your eyesight.
Right.
So wait a minute. You use them or you don't use them?
No way. I would never.
But,
I mean, this thing's going off like a guinea pig. You're taking a shot if you're going to go blind or see better. I'm good on that.
To me, it's like the spinach for Popeye, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pop the cap off these eye drops. I'm going to drop a drop or two in each eye. And not only am I going to be able to see better, like read a newspaper or, you know, see something on my cell phone or whatever, but I might even have the laser lights that Superman had.
But what if there was like a percentage chance that Popeye's spinach was going to, you know, like make him permanently blind? How would you feel about it then? That's all I'm saying.
Well, guys, I have a perfect solution. So this stuff, I wanted to get it for you guys to try, but it's like prescription, so we have to go to a doctor to get it.
Please.
But here's the good news. I went on Amazon, and there's a Japanese version that I can buy for $34.90 for a one-time purchase.
Oh, thank goodness.
Now, look, you can take it once daily, and it's got like 4.5 stars out of 143 ratings.
Oh, definitely sounds like science to me. It's got 4.5 stars.
Ultimate Golden Ratio Active Ingredients Eye Health. Guys.
That's how it lists it. Yeah, it's how, in broken English, right? Health is misspelled. Great.
It's made in Japan. It's GMP quality assured, non-GMO. Tell me right now and I will order this. It will be here literally tomorrow.
Who's going to put that in their eyeballs?
Somebody, please.
Yeah, I'll do it. Absolutely.
Why? Never. What are you doing? No.
Sean will do it.
Yeah, why not?
Yes. Bye now.
Oh, gosh. Good luck.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's that thing that drives you nuts? It's your chance to get it off your chest. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. If you honk behind me in a drive-thru line, that's all I need to know about you. What are these people? Get out of here. What do you think? I'm just hanging out here for fun? I'm waiting in line to get my coffee like you too, buddy.
I mean, some people do that, though. Like, there's the person that, first off, the person that checks the entire order before they pull away from the drive-thru window. Like, I get it, because people screw up the orders all the time at the drive-thru window. But here's the thing. They've given you the food. They don't want to wait for your feedback. They don't want to hear about your sauces or your extra napkins or anything like that after the order. They walk away from you. They believe that the transaction is done and you should be gone by then. So you should pull over and go inside if you need extras.
Raven, I was just chilling in line at the drive-thru waiting for my turn. And then the guy behind me honked I was just hanging out on vacation in the drive-thru line to get my coffee.
Right. Were you doing that thing where you didn't pull up, or were you actually at the window?
No, I think he was just annoyed that it was taking a long time. But listen, those are the dice you roll when you choose to go through a drive-thru. Sometimes it's going to be fast, and sometimes somebody's going to make a mistake and you're going to sit there for a half hour. But when you choose to not park your car and walk inside, you have made your decision.
Okay. Well, you know what? I mean, people roll the dice all the time. I had a neighbor do it yesterday. If you have your dogs pooping on your neighbor's yards and you're not walking around with bags, that's all I need to know about you.
It's the worst.
You know, listen, we're doing a lot of walks. The dog's on rehab, so we got to be paying attention. And we're seeing things. And somebody's been doing it on our lawn. Our lawn's not in great shape, all right? But we try and keep it clean anyways. And we busted the neighbor the other day. Just yesterday, he's walking. They have like 7 dogs in that house, which I have no problem with. I'm very happy with that. But if you're going to walk 2 of them at once, you better be carrying bags, bro.
Yeah.
So my dog's going crazy because another dog is on our lawn at that time. And I go to open the door because my wife's going, that's the one. We caught him because it's been happening.
Yeah.
I open the door. Hey, you going to bag that, man? And my little one, the 12-pounder, ran right out the door like he was carrying the fight for both my wife and I them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got in the Labrador's face and was like, rah, 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 rah.
So what did the guy do?
Yeah, he did nothing. Basically, held his hands up in the air and shrugged. But you know what? Now I got my eyes on you, bro. So that's the last time.
You know what's the worst? So Lila sometimes...
I'll tell your dad.
She'll do multiple times. I have like 2 bags in my back pocket and I'll go for a quick walk with her.
Sure.
And then she'll decide that this is the time where she has to go.
She's going to go 4 times, right.
And then I'm looking for the biggest leaves on the floor, trying to pick it up and put it in the sewer drops. It's terrible.
Well, I mean, but the 3rd or 4th time, it's soup anyway. So you don't want to be involved in that. It's just hoping for rain.
Stop. That's disgusting. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, if you take bowling way too seriously, that's all I need to know about you. I actually go with a couple guy friends, and every single time somebody storms off mad, it's ridiculous.
I mean, what do they even get mad about? I mean, your score is your score. Right? I mean, if you're good, you're good. And if you're not good, well, you're not good.
No. We're talking technicalities here. We're talking faults over the line. We're talking interruptions from the back when they were supposed to, you know, be quiet and let you have your moment. I mean, it's absolutely absurd.
I mean, you're not in a league. You're just playing for fun, right?
You'd think that we were playing for the bowling Stanley Cup. It's right. Ridiculous.
I've got a couple friends that take themselves, you know, a little bit seriously. But that's the fun of when we all play, is because we look at it as such nonsense. But they're good. Like, they got the shoes, ball.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got a friend. He's even got a named ball.
Get out of here.
It says time zone on it. I don't even know why.
Wow.
There's no other part of his life that has anything to do with the time zone.
What's the most unnecessary lie you told or been told? Or just lie in general? 1-800-330-9999. It's so weird. Like, when you're a kid, people tell lies, right?
Sure.
Like, you're kind of used to it. Like, they stretch the truth, all that. But when you're an adult and you tell a lie, it's jarring. So I read this article, and it was about Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind. He's the lead singer from, like, the 90s band that was, you know, a mega hit. But anyway, Raven and I have met and interviewed Stephen Jenkins before, and he was a character for sure.
Oh, he wanted to lay one on me that day.
Raven insists that he liked him more than a friend.
You saw it. I mean, he was, like, leaning in at me longingly. I don't know what was happening there, but I definitely had some magnetism going on that day.
Okay. Besides that, there's all this article that came out, and it's like an expose about it, because he always talks about the fact that he was the valedictorian of the University of California, Berkeley.
I mean, if you were, right, you'd be really proud of it. That's a big deal.
Yeah, this is back in 1987 when he graduated from there. Now, they started doing some digging because it kept being referenced on, like, Wikipedia and
sure.
Twitter and, like, different things. And even in an interview, he talked about it. Well, turns out this guy just thought it was so odd that Stephen Jenkins would be the valedictorian
struck
of the class.
By it. Right. Yeah. There's been a lot of great attendees. I'm thinking at, you know, SC Berkeley.
Yeah. So they did some research, and what they found out was that, okay, Berkeley does not give out a distinction of valedictorian.
That's a big red flag right there.
And you get, like, a medal if you have above a 3.96 GPA. So maybe he got that. No, Berkeley confirmed that he was never on that list of those distinctions that go back, like, 100 years.
Well, he ruled his frat, though. All right. He ruled his frat.
Like, why would you lie about being the valedictorian of your class? When I tell people that I got an 880 on my SATs and was rejected to all my top colleges, that's the truth.
You can count on it.
I can count on it. That is 100%.
Maybe not you.
Accurate.
I mean, if you can't count to 880 on your fingers, maybe you can't get to that number, you know, correctly anyways. But right, you tell them. It's not a lie. I remember being in grade school and telling kids that my parents were buying this house that we would drive by every day.
Really?
Yeah. And the funny thing is I lie so little because it just creates more problems.
Yes.
That every time I drive by that house now, I still think of that.
And it makes me feel bad.
It makes me crazy.
Yeah.
It's so strange to me.
Yeah.
I've considered buying the house myself just so I can make this thing go full circle.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the unnecessary lie you told or been told?
So I was visiting my best friend and his wife, and we were going away for the 4th of July weekend at his boss's house. And he was like, "Don't tell my sister-in-law." And I'm like, "Why? Like, she literally lives with you guys. Like, they're going to notice we're not here. I don't understand." And, like, "We need her to watch the dog. So we have to act like we're doing something else." And I'm like, "What would the three of us be doing on a weekend together? Like, doesn't that almost seem weird now?" And it was just so that she could watch the dogs and not be jealous. It was just really stupid.
Oh, you didn't want to invite her so she would watch the dogs.
Hmm.
Oh,
we're going nowhere.
Don't say you, not me. Oh, okay. Not me. It was my friend and his wife. It was terrible.
Too late. You're already in trouble.
Oh, my gosh.
You're the big fat liar.
That's like, so my older daughter is 13. My younger daughter is 3. And whenever Hayden and I are about to do something fun, I'm going to take her to a show or we're going to a movies or something special, we tell Dakota that we're going to the doctor's office because Hayden's got to get a shot. And Dakota's like, "Oh, bye.
Right.
Bye, mommy."
Right.
We lie to her about where we're going so she doesn't feel left out. This is kind of the exact same thing. Right. Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind always talks about how he was the valedictorian of his class at Berkeley. Well, they did some research because people started questioning it, and it wasn't true. He's been lying about it the whole time.
I saw something. I think the same thing happened to Herschel Walker, like, last week, too. He's been saying he's in the top 1% of his class all this time. He's campaigning, so he's running around. He's telling people how smart he is. Turns out that wasn't the case.
Yeah, but what is the unnecessary lie you told or you've been told? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
So I took my girlfriend to one of these bath bomb lotion places, and the sales lady was trying to, like, get my input on all of her purchasing decisions, and I just wasn't having it that day. And so I told a little bit of a lie, which is that I have no sense of smell. And then she kept pressing about it, and I was like, I lost it in an accident. I came up with this whole backstory, and she would not believe me. She kept trying to, like, surprise me with, like, "Oh, how does this smell?" I had to keep it up.
Shoving one strong thing in your face after another.
Never tell you the story about my husband, Paul, when he was little. he believed that he was allergic to chocolate. His mom didn't want him to have chocolate at school, so his mom told the teacher he was allergic. Paul was like five. He didn't know until he was like in third or fourth grade that that wasn't true. She just didn't want him to have it. How about that? Can you imagine?
He missed out on chocolate every Easter until he was 8 years old. Oh, sad husband Paul sitting there with a basket full just of fake grass and Cadbury eggs. No, can't have them.
No, can't have Cadbury eggs.
Oh, man.
Just grapes. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the most unnecessary lie you've been told or you told?
So a friend of mine told me he was going to go to Argentina to visit his mom, which I thought was cool, right? And then he posts on IG all these photos of him with his friends in Seattle.
Oh, wow.
That's like, weird.
Why would you lie about a trip and then post it on social for everybody to see?
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, did he have like a last minute change or he's just a weirdo?
It's also weird to go to Seattle, but you know, hey.
It's Anna and Raven. What's the unnecessary lie you've told or been told?
I got told. This friend of mine who I grew up with convinced me that her parents were in the witness protection program. That's why they moved to town. Because she came in a little bit later than like she wasn't there in first grade. She showed up in like fourth grade, mm-hmm. and that was why. And I was like, oh wow! And for the longest time as a kid, I believed that. And of course, I come to find out later on as an adult that is not the case. They were not in the witness protection program, and it was just the biggest long con that ever. But I mean, it's kind of funny looking back on it actually. But it was just, why did she tell me that lie?
I mean, I guess, like, think about it. She made that decision to tell that lie, and then she had to stick by it for the rest of her life. Because how do you go back and tell somebody, hey, I told you a huge lie when we were in ninth grade?
Few things here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number one, if they were in witness protection program, that's exactly what somebody in the witness protection program would say if you confronted them by saying, hey, aren't you in the witness protection program? Of course, they'd say, no, that's a lie. Mm-hmm. That's completely made up. Number two, your friend was going for the cool con. New kid in school, new kid in the fourth grade. Let me make some friends. Oh, I'm dangerous. I'm mysterious. My family might be criminal. Also cool. Third point, your friend is funny. Your friend is funny and was funny in the fourth grade and played you.
Yeah, it was a good bit.
Stir is a new dating app for single parents that are dating. We don't know much about it. Producer John is a single dad, and we're going to set up his account and see how it goes.
He is on the prowl.
No kidding.
All right.
No kidding.
He's out there ready to mingle.
Yep. So I looked online because I wanted to read some of the reviews to see what it's getting into.
Yeah.
Here's a 1-star review. At the risk of sounding shallow, the ratio of attractive women to non is staggeringly low. Met 3 attractive women who were all in rehab. What?
Wow.
Went out on a date with a top pick, who is definitely not. Went out on another date, and after 2 weeks of talking, find out that she likes to date multiple men. This was definitely a bad first experience for me.
I mean, do your research, buddy.
Here's a 5-star review of Stir, the dating app for single parents.
Okay.
Great app. Definitely not a scammer, people. Reels womans. I definitely meet good one woman. My good. Point of view as man... For you guys, be honest, sincere, because here it's real. Amazing, beautiful women's. So don't be a joke. I'm old school. Go out to dinner, a couple of drinks, see what happens.
Yeah, that guy sounds legit.
He signed his name JoJo, you're real hot chocolate.
I think JoJo arrived in this country 2 weeks ago, and he is looking for love, and he is ready to make this thing happen.
But he's real. He's the real hot chocolate.
He's the real hot
That's
chocolate.
Right.
All right, give me your phone. Let's set up.
All right. It's right there.
Where is it? Okay. What type of relationship are you looking for? Something long-term, casual for now, or just dating, nothing serious?
Let's go with just dating, nothing serious.
That's because you're being gross, boy. What's your height?
No, he just got out of something. He doesn't want to get into something.
My height is 5'11". I know you've contested that in the past. It's 5'11".
What you say?
I think it's 5'10".
Okay.
Wait, you're 5'9". Stop it.
No, dude, I'm 5'10". I went to the doctor yesterday.
Are you guys going to argue about how tall you are now?
Okay, keep going.
Do you have kids? Yes, obviously. They live at home. Yes, sometimes they live with me, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Open to having more kids with a partner? Oh, that's a good question.
That's a strong no.
No?
Wow.
That's a strong no right now.
Wow.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's a conversation we have to have privately.
I mean, mm-hmm. But when you answer that, can you answer that for right now, or do you have to, you got to answer it for the future,
I
right?
Guess.
For like your total future,
they make you,
I would
they
think.
Make you answer that on Bumble, too, and mine says have and don't want more.
A perfect night without the kids includes Netflix and a glass of wine, catching up with close friends, or getting the party started.
Let's get the party started.
No question.
At social events, you tend to stick to my friends, be the life of the party, or neither.
I guess be the life of the party. I'm an outgoing guy.
It's Sunday morning. I'm at the park, coffee in hand. Sounds weird.
What does that mean?
Yeah. I'm flipping animal-shaped pancakes. Shh. I'm sleeping, or none of the above.
I'm out at the park, coffee in hand.
Okay.
I don't believe you.
Neither do I.
But okay.
It's lies.
All right. I mean, that doesn't seem real.
I mean, definitely more than flipping pancakes, dude.
Well, oh, no, I believe that too, but I think you're sleeping in. I don't think you're doing anything, but okay.
All right, and your most important life goal, retire early, travel the world, volunteer your time, or none of the above.
Oh, what's it going to be?
Oh, man. I mean, I guess travel the world.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we see what happens now. We submit this, and then we see if there's somebody.
Let me see his alluring photos. Let me see which photos he put at the top. Because he walked in here when we told him we were going to do this, and he's like, all right, my top three photos are up at the top of my list, and I got to know what these photos look like now.
Oh, boy.
Okay, yeah. So a picture of him in front of a crowd.
Let me see. You.
That was me hosting a big event. There was a lot of people.
John, proud moment for him. Look at me. I'm famous.
John's doing the one where he crops himself and he crops the girl next to him out.
You can't do that.
You can't do that, you weirdo. And this one, what the heck is this?
Oh, my gosh. That's up your nasal passages inside your car.
Hold on. But my jawline looks great in that picture.
I'm going to take this picture. guys, here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to take this picture and put it up on our Instagram at Anna and Raven.
Do that.
You decide whether this terrible picture should be John's profile picture. Doing it right now. What's the thing you always complain about? 1-800-330-9999. I didn't realize I was doing this, but if you ever want to get checked real quick, ask your teenage daughter about things because she kept rolling her eyes the other day. And I was like, girl, what is your problem?
Right. If you're going to become that eye roller, we're going to be having an issue here.
And then we had this conversation.
Why am I annoying now?
Because you're always complaining about your knee.
You realize I had knee surgery, right?
Yeah. But like every 5 minutes, he'll be like, my knee hurts today. Like, you told me that 5 minutes ago. I don't need to know it again.
Wow.
My knee hurts.
There's not a lot of mercy there.
You know, it's funny. If you've listened to the show with any regularity over the years, Hayden has been on the air since she was 3 years old. She was a lot nicer to mommy when she was 3 years old.
That's true, but now, she's gained in confidence.
Now she's 13 and it's a whole different world.
We do talk about your leg quite a bit. Every time Anna and I walk past each other, we actually have the same exchange, which is I tell her not to hurt my leg.
Don't hurt my leg.
And she says, don't hurt my leg.
Because we're so rough because we run back and forth, like, you know, behind like the boards and stuff. So it used to be like we bump into each other all the time, but now I'm terrified to bump into Raven because he's a big guy. I'll go flying. And after you have knee surgery once, trust me, you don't want to have it again. So, yeah. And I'm in constant pain. I'm like, it's healing. It's only been 3 months since I had the surgery.
When I got home yesterday, I asked my wife what it is that I complain about all the time. And amazingly, Anna, she had an answer right away.
Oh.
What's the thing that I say all the time that annoys you?
That your day was stressful and you need a nap.
Nap shaming.
My wife, every single time I want to sit down or lay down for a moment, nap shaming.
Mm-hmm.
She's a huge nap shamer.
You go home and complain every day about how stressful work is?
No.
Are you just saying that so she doesn't yell at you when you take a nap?
Well, maybe.
I mean, half the time we have normal days. We just go home normal.
Yeah, but I wake up early. It's a busy day and I go to bed late,
Gosh.
I still need a nap. It's not even about stress. She just starts telling me about her day and then that gets stressful.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you complain about?
Amazon delivery drivers. I don't know what these guys are doing. Half the time, they're at my house. They're at my neighbors. Their trucks are blocking the street, so nobody can get by. Everybody's honking. It's all this noise. Like they don't care at all. They're just chucking packages. I don't even know what's going on with these guys.
You got to pull that back, man. They're an easy target. Sometimes they're bad. Listen.
Right.
I got my guy. He pulls up and he's got the radio blaring, like totally. And when you open the slider door on a van and you've got the radio blaring, like it's loud. It's like you're throwing a concert in front of my house right there. My dogs are going insane. But, you know, at the same time, I'm hitting buy, click on buy on stuff, and it's showing up 3 times a day. So they're an easy target.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad because I know that their job is not easy.
Right.
But also, I've seen some like parking jobs on main roads where I'm like, somebody's going to get killed here. Like, cause they stopped there for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I get it.
I know, but we still want it the next day.
Right. I need it tomorrow.
If we click Prime and it's not going to be there in the next 16 hours, we're won't like, order. What is wrong?
I won't even order it. If it's not going to be here tomorrow, forget it. I don't need it.
This is where the human race is at now.
You're always complaining about your knee. Like, you told me that 5 minutes ago. I don't need to know it again.
Rude. So rude. That is my 13-year-old daughter, Hayden. I had knee surgery 3 months ago. And, like, I don't complain on the average to people I don't know. But to her, she hears it all day long. I'm like, mommy's knee hurts. Mommy's knee hurts. And finally, she's like, can you stop complaining about your knee?
I mean, do you say it when you're in the actual action of doing things? Or you just say it like when you're walking room to room?
All
or you
the
say
time.
It to her in passing, anything like that?
I say it to her when it hurts.
Yeah. So all the time. Right. Okay.
And there's some things that you just complain about and people roll their eyes because you're constantly complaining about it. What is it? On our text line at 1-800-330-9999, I complain about my kids coming in the house and taking off their clothes and just throwing them everywhere. Their socks are in the living room, jeans in the bedroom, shirts in the bathroom. I get that.
That's like living with me.
I complain about shopping with my mom. It's by far the worst and most time-consuming activity there is.
This is how I feel when I shop with my wife. When I walk into a place, I know what I'm going there for. And even if I haven't decided which one I'm buying, I go in and I see those list of items relatively quickly and I make a choice quickly and I move on and I don't think about it or look back. My wife does that every time, agonizes over everything.
Santa and Raven, what's the one thing you complain about?
Customer service lines. They're horrible. Oh, my God. It's like the big black hole that you fall in. And you repeat your story over and over again, and then they still can't help you until 2 weeks later.
You know what?
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Yeah, that does nothing for me.
It's true. There's nothing worse than spending 2.5 hours telling the same story over and over again and getting no resolution.
You know what's a real problem lately? Calling Disney World. I've waited on hold with Disney World once for 3 hours and once for 4 hours. And everyone I talk to that's had to call their customer service line has had the exact same thing. It's almost like a joke now where it's like, who can wait on hold the longest?
Good luck.
It's Anna and Raven. What do you complain about?
Bad driving. Like, I mean, not using turning signals is one thing. You know, stopping at the yellow is another. But like, you know, when the light changes green, like a green arrow, and the person doesn't move, it's like, what more do you need? It's green, which means go. And then there's an arrow, which tells you which direction to go. Move. What's the problem?
I could see you're complaining about it.
They need to finish reading their text. That's what they need to do. That's what they need to do.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you always complain about?
I cannot stand slow walkers. Listen, I come from a place where you go where you got to go, okay? And whether you're old or you're checking your phone on the sidewalk, just move over a little bit. Please, move over a little bit.
I was 4 minutes late to my PT appointment yesterday because I was behind the slowest woman in the world. And like, for somebody who's recovering from knee surgery, I'm never really in a rush to go anywhere at this point. I'm just trying to survive it. But it was so slow. And this was walking maybe down 4 hallways.
It seems to me whenever they're moving that slow, though, they're also not maintaining their lane. So there's a little bit of wobble to it.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of wobble. So every time that you think about making that pass, you just don't get that opening there.
When I was with my walker right after the surgery, I would tell everybody to go ahead of me. I'm like, please go ahead of me. Please go ahead of me. Because I would be so like embarrassed about the amount of time. What I found is a lot of elderly people do not say, please go ahead of me. And I, you know, like all the power to them. They've earned that respect and that time. But I was 4 minutes late.
You know what? How do you know that about that person?
Mm.
That person, just because they're older in front of you, there's no proof that that person is a good person.
Mm-hmm.
They could be a terrible person and just be older. But because they've survived this long, no.
So, Raven, there is an official script for Santa's second wife. If you haven't been following this, around Christmas time, I had pitched an idea for Hallmark to create this movie that I had been thinking about for years, and they never got back to me. But we talked about it on the air. Raven made a trailer for it, like kind of just fun. And then Candy Kane from Gemelli Films reached out, and she owns a production company that makes movies, and now we're actually making this movie.
Candy, it's so great to welcome you back. I mean, this is an exciting time. We actually don't understand much about this process here, but A script is a big deal. There's a story, Anna.
Yep.
Well, there was definitely a story in it when I heard Anna talk about it. You know, my girlfriend Stacy was like, you have to listen to this. I heard Anna talking about it, and then I went back and listened to the trailer, and I was like, oh my goodness, this could actually be something. And I sat down and worked with Anna, came up with, you know, hammered some details out, and wrote the script, and then Anna and I went through it, and I'm in version, I think I'm on like version 4 right now, and going to send that over to Anna to take a look at, and we're going to go back and forth and hammer it out.
So the funny part about being Candy is, like, obviously Candy makes movies. This is what she does for a living, right? Mm-hmm. I've never made a movie before in my life. So the fact that I'm an executive producer on a contract for a movie blows me away. But whenever we have these meetings, I always, like, apologize. I'm like, can we change this? And then I feel bad about it because I know, like, how much work it must take to write all these things.
Now we got to print it out again and everything. Where's the whiteout? Come on.
See, the trick, Raven, is that you don't print anything until it's locked.
Right. I feel like the contractor in the kitchen job, though, where they come in and they're like, I'd really like the counter to be this color now. Wait a minute. It feels larger
exactly.
than it is. So on version 4, is this the version where I play Bruce Willis?
No. So,
spoiler.
Candy, can we actually talk about the fact that we play ourselves in this movie?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course. So, I mean, I think that that's, like, a really big deal that you could talk about, you know, that I think your listeners would love to know that.
So there's some things that we can't talk about because of copywriting the rules and keeping our story secret, but there's some parts that we can. The movie is called Santa's Second Wife. You can go online right now to santassecondwife.com. There's all kinds of information about the movie, also about how you can get involved in the movie if you want. So, like, we're looking for maybe companies that want to invest in it and do product placement. And if you want to be an extra in the movie or maybe even be cast, there's all the information there because we want to make it as much as a community event as we can.
Right. We want you to be involved, to feel like you're part of it. And of course, you'll tell everybody about it too.
Before you guys and I got on the phone today, I was working on the website and I put up the opportunity for people to be Santa's elves in our Santa's workshop scenes.
Oh my God, we need kids.
We're actually looking for ages 10 and up, and people can go on to purchase the experience. And everything that they do on the website goes to the budget of this film.
It's really exciting. But we do play ourselves in the movie. I don't know how to explain it.
You just did. We're going to play ourselves.
We play ourselves.
Do you want me to explain it without giving spoilers?
Yes, because I don't know how to do it without getting us in trouble. We're explaining it. Okay.
No problem. So our lead character is named Nev. Nev is a vlogger and a blogger where she does reviews of products. And she happens to have a little segment once a week on the Anna and Raven show. So, of course, Nev, Anna, and Raven have become friends. So you see the relationship between Nev, Anna, and Raven while they're on the air and while they're off the air.
It's fantastic because I get to play myself. So if I screw this up, I'm only screwing myself up.
We've got to be the best version of ourselves.
All right. Well, you want to follow along with this, be a part of it. It's very exciting, and we'd love for you to join us. It's santassecondwife.com. Raven picks them. Three news stories, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. Ready, Raven?
Yeah, what do you got?
Option number one. A woman who wrote How to Murder Your Husband is on trial for murdering her husband.
Good.
Number
two. They'll never suspect me.
A man claims that throwing bottles at unsuspecting people is just a thing he enjoys doing.
Yeah, okay, let that guy back out with no bond. I'm sure that's a great idea.
And option number three, rapper's corpse propped up at nightclub.
Oh, God, we have to talk about this. Please, 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 number three.
Okay. A Maryland rapper named Gunu was murdered last month. And at a memorial concert in D.C. on Sunday, his body was actually propped up on stage wearing a crown. Now, the club has since apologized and said they didn't know that it was going to happen. Now, when I say this, I know it seems very confusing, but then there's videos. And I want you to picture in your mind right now,
yeah,
a packed club. Like, it's lit. Everybody is dressed in club wear, like club wear.
Mm-hmm.
The music's going. It's dark. You got all the lights. And on stage is a corpse that's standing there with its eyes open, wearing baggy jeans, sweatshirt, cell phone in one hand, and a crown on his head.
You listen, some people don't dress in a suit when it's going to be their final resting place. And we ain't resting yet. This party goes all night, girl.
Well, here is what it sounded like at the funeral club.
Many brothers feel big up to the street. Rest in peace, young Gunu. And it's what's left, and life goes on.
I mean, they were like, they were getting so down. And then, of course, like, the family got a lot of criticism because they were like, how could you do this? This is his mom talking about it.
That's how he wanted to go out. He wanted to celebrate his life, turning up, having a party. He didn't want people to be sad and crying. He always wanted people to be happy and having fun.
Turn it up. I mean, you want to know
best concert of his life.
I was thinking about it. I was like, why not? Like, who? I hate funeral homes. I'm straight up going to say it. I can't stand the smell. I can't wait the way I feel when I walk in there. I don't like the couches. Everything about it. There's so many flowers everywhere. Like, why can't you have a good funeral wake? Why not?
What do you think the smell was like when you're lining up for a selfie on that? Come on, man. There's some things that are just, they're not that appropriate, like, right?
Bud Light stuck to the floor.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They're not that appropriate. If somebody is twerking on the calf of you.
I don't think that's happening. That wasn't that's happening.
Not
he was
appropriate.
Kind of spit away. If you could have your funeral anywhere, yeah. Right? You could ditch the wake place and all those places. Where would you have it?
Well, I mean, that's easy. I would do it at the Colosseum in Rome, and I would have it be just like the end of Gladiator.
Maximus. Lucius is safe.
Go to them.
You would reenact that with me. So I would, you know what I mean? My corpse would be there, and then, you know, the person would run out and be, oh, he's a hero of Rome. And then, you know, they would reenact that part with me right there. Mm-hmm. And then you could put me in the ground or whatever, or light it on fire, Viking pyre or whatever. I know I'm crossing ideologies here, but I kind of want the best of everything.
At any point.
I'm not Italian, by the way, either.
Does an animal eat you at any point?
Well, I mean, when it's over.
All right.
All right. It's not like I'm going to be mad about it.
Okay.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Andrew and Stephanie. Stephanie, what's going on?
So we got married about 6 months ago, and one of Andrew's coworkers, and actually pretty good friend, we never got a gift from him. And I thought initially maybe he just was going to give it later, like he left it or it was a, you know, something that didn't come in. And I was asking Andrew to go ask him about it, and he won't.
Andrew, why?
I don't know. I think it's I just don't think it's quite as important. I mean, he could be going through some stuff that I don't know about. I mean, I you know, he's got a lot going on in his personal life, and I don't see the point in like causing a rift with a buddy because of this. It's only been 6 months. You know, maybe he's going to bring it, send it later on.
Or maybe it's
your
lost.
Anniversary party, your 10-year anniversary party. I mean, yes. Has he said to you, hey, I got you a gift? I mean, if he never even mentioned it, I mean, you don't even know if he got you a gift. Some people just don't give gifts or bring gifts, right?
I have 5 people at my wedding not give gifts. I have their name written down for the rest of my life in a notebook.
I know you do. When you say that, I believe you. I can see it in
accurate.
Your eyes.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, some people just don't, right? And I share your thoughts on the fact that that's inappropriate. I mean, they should give you something when they come to the wedding. It obviously costs money to bring you to a wedding. But at the same time, I mean, what do you gain from asking?
I don't know.
I just want to make sure like it didn't get lost.
See, that's a valid concern.
Maybe.
You know, if you're like all the envelopes are shoved together and you're kind of just, I know because I was just in a wedding where it was my job to like clean out the box and to bring it up to the suite. And like, what if one got loose? What if one fell under the table or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. And you hate to resent somebody for the next 20 years like Anna does.
I don't resent them.
And he actually gave you a gift.
I'm
you
just waiting
aware.
For the opportunity when they invite me to something, which FYI, I wasn't invited to any of these people's weddings. Like, what is that about? But okay. Where I'm not going to also give a gift.
Well, I think that they know they score at this point, right?
Mm-hmm. I was just saying, you know, there maybe comes a point and when it's too late and that person is embarrassed because they didn't or they what they were going to do didn't happen or they were supposed to go in with somebody else. I don't know what the answer is, but I'm just not sure that it's worth causing a big stink about.
Well, what if he did give us when we lost it and we didn't give him a thank you card and then he thinks we didn't send him one, like we've sent thank you cards for all the gifts.
Well, let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Stephanie. Andrew, there's no harm in just asking him. You see him every day at work, just ask him. But they may see your side, too. It's an awkward conversation to have, especially with a coworker, even if he is your friend.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I can't figure out if I'm living in make-believe world in my head, or am I just... is everybody crazy? I can't quite figure it out. Because everyone keeps saying that Stephanie is wrong, that her husband Andrew should ask his coworker about whether or not he gave a gift at their wedding. And I just am so surprised that people are siding with him so quickly. What if it got lost? I mean, who shows up to a wedding with absolutely nothing?
Hey, listen, if you brought somebody a thoughtful gift, all right, you know, the single guy that shows up here, if you brought somebody a thoughtful gift, you're going to make sure it goes in the box. And, you know, if it's something big and extravagant, you're certainly going to follow up and ask whether or not they received it and why they haven't commented on it. I don't think his friend brought a gift, and there might be any multitude of reasons why he didn't and why Andrew doesn't want to approach his friend and say, hey, where's my wedding gift? Even if it's, you know, freaking Stephanie out.
I mean, just say, like, it's no big deal. Like, just want to make sure.
If it's no big deal, you wouldn't say it to somebody. That's the thing. The second you say it to somebody, clearly, no matter what you say, it is a big deal.
What do you think? Should he ask his coworker and friend why he didn't bring anything to the wedding to make sure it wasn't lost or whatever the situation is? Or is Andrew right? You just got to let it go. 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
Hey, Sai. It's always awkward when it comes to weddings and gifts, and whether he gave one or not or got lost, she should send a thank you card for him attending their joyous day and just leave it at that. Let it go.
To me, anything that shows up in a bag or a card or whatever, it's all bonus. I didn't count on it. So I'm thankful for all of it.
I know. But something should show up. Something. I feel like I look like a bad guy here, but let's be honest. Bring an empty card. Bring something to acknowledge that congratulations, I'm here.
Chances are you probably have a couple dozen of your favors left somewhere in the attic or the basement in a tote. Anyways, just tell yourself that he brought you one of those.
Uh-huh. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Andrew and Stephanie got married 6 months ago. One of Andrew's coworkers and also good friend didn't give a gift. Didn't bring anything. Stephanie says, it's been 6 months. Maybe you should just casually ask him to make sure it didn't get lost. How could he not give us anything?
Yeah, Andrew is mortified by that. He says, listen, I have no idea what's going on in his personal life. He's had some challenges recently. Maybe he just didn't think of it. Maybe he didn't have the time. Maybe he didn't have the money. But I don't care. Why would I ask him? It's just going to make this thing weird.
What do you think? What would you do? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side, I think. Right. Yep, we're on the husband's side because we don't think it's appropriate to ask for a gift.
Yeah, here's the thing with me is I just don't get caught up in worrying about things that I can't control. I don't try and waste extra headspace on that because you can get, like, stuck in that.
I mean, it doesn't even matter how much the gift is, but how do you go to a wedding and not give a card? I would feel better if you gave me a card with nothing in it, to be honest, because it's, for me, it's not about the money. It's not about the actual gift. It's about the respect that you're there. You are invited.
A lot of single guys don't understand that till a certain age, right? They got to be shown that. So,
and on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side, and I'm a wife and a bride. I was. And they have etiquette up to a year to give a gift. That's proper etiquette. But she should still send a thank you, like, thank you for coming to the wedding and celebrating our, you know, our wedding with us. It shouldn't be about a gift. It should be about having a party and having people you care about there.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
The husband. Times are hard right now. And sometimes, you know, people think that their presence, you know, coming and supporting you is enough.
Yeah, I listen, if you come to my wedding and you don't bring a gift, doesn't mean I'm going to kick you out.
No, course not.
Of course not. I want you there.
But I think that she has valid concerns about, like, well, he didn't even send a card. Like, how do we know that it didn't get lost? Like, I would be concerned about that.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Andrew, our audience agreed with you. It's best not to say anything because maybe he is embarrassed. Maybe he can't afford it. You don't know. Maybe he is that guy that just doesn't give gifts.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think it's worth it. I agree.
You know, I'm with you, Stephanie. You would like to know and, you know, doing your due diligence on thank you cards. That's nice. You know, some people just aren't as thoughtful as that, though, right? And even though he was invited to your wedding and was a guest there, sometimes we got to expect that some people just don't live up to expectations. That's why I expect nothing of anybody, Anna.
Oh, that's good. Good.
I mean, I guess I don't think it's a big deal to ask, and I don't think it's anything to be embarrassed about. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $4,700 thanks to Go-Go Squeeze. Go-Go Squeeze, fruit on the top pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Jackson, you ready to play?
Hey, Anna, let's do it.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, may you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, man.
Okay. We got $4,700 on the line. 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Raven comes back into the studio, answers the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to do it?
Let's do it.
Number one, in Disney Pixar's Turning Red, Mei Ling's mom is voiced by Sandra Oh of Grey's Anatomy fame. On what HBO show does she play Rita Wu, an assistant to a sports agent?
Arliss.
Number two, Disney teased their new Guardians of the Galaxy ride called Cosmic Rewind in Epcot, which will open May 27th. In Guardians of the Galaxy, what's the name of the extraterrestrial tree monster?
Groot.
Number three, Matthew Broderick tested positive for COVID, but his wife, Sarah Jessica Parker, did not. So she will continue with their Broadway run of Plaza Suite. What fictional newspaper does Carrie Bradshaw write for Sex and the City?
Daily News.
And number four, what artist made her debut on the Forbes billionaire list, making her the first person from Barbados to make it?
Rihanna.
Number five, Jesse Williams made his Broadway debut in a play called Take Me Out, but was terrified to go nude for the role. He played Dr. Jackson Avery on what medical drama?
Band-Aid.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
No, Grey's Anatomy.
It's too late, buddy.
Yo. What's
that
up?
Sucks. I wish you got that last one. All right, 3 out of 5.
I know, me too.
Man, not too bad. Let's see how I do. $4,700.
Number one, in Disney Pixar's Turning Red, Mei Ling's mom is voiced by Sandra Oh of Grey's Anatomy fame. Okay. On what HBO show does she play Rita Wu, assistant to a sports agent?
It's going to be Arliss.
Yes. Number two, Disney teased their Guardians of the Galaxy ride called Cosmic Rewind that's coming to Epcot this May.
Cool.
In Guardians of the Galaxy, what's the name of the extraterrestrial tree monster?
Groot.
Yes.
Vin Diesel.
Number three, Matthew Broderick tested positive for COVID, but his wife, Sarah Jessica Parker, did not. So she will continue with their Broadway run of Plaza Suite.
That's because they don't make out.
What? Raven. What fictional newspaper does Carrie Bradshaw write a column for in Sex and the City?
Oh. Boy. Gosh, you got me. Yeah, I don't know.
The New York Star. Number four, what artist? You did not know that. Number four. What artist made her debut on the Forbes billionaire list, making her the first person from Barbados to make it?
Barbados got to be Rihanna.
Yes. Number five, you guys are tied at three. Jesse Williams made his Broadway debut in a play called Take Me Out, but was terrified to go nude for the role. He played Dr. Jackson Avery on what medical drama?
Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. I'm sorry, Jackson. He beat you 4-3. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I'm Jackson. I can beat Raven.
Better luck next time, buddy. Enjoy that shirt. $4,800 going into Friday.